This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Mars rover missions and the latest discoveries from the Red Planet. First, though, oral arguments today at the Supreme Court in what's probably the most watched case of this term. The justices are considering a simple question, but a divisive one. Do the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance violate the Constitution? Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was in the chamber for the arguments, but she's here with us now. Well, she's in Washington. We're here in Los Angeles. Dahlia, you're on the line, though. Hi.
Hi, Alex.
So what was this scene at the court today? What was it like?
It was tremendous. I mean, it's packed out front with protesters, mostly which proves the lie that this case is not about religion. This case is very much about religion. And out front, it's the atheists against the God people. It's quite clear that whatever was being argued inside about the sort of, quote, ceremonial deism, meaninglessness of the word God in the pledge, out there, this case is very much about whether God is in or out of the classrooms.
Deeply about meaning and belief. Just remind us how this case got to the court.
Sure. Michael Newdow, who is an atheist, brought a challenge in the state of California to the constitutionality of the pledge. He essentially said that when his small daughter has to put her hand on her heart and pledge to a flag under God, that violates the wall between church and state. That is, the state endorsing a belief in a God, which violates the religious rights of atheists. Newdow lost originally in court, but then he prevailed, as you'll remember, in the Ninth Circuit in a very, very controversial opinion. And that decision was appealed to the Supreme Court, who will have to decide now about the constitutionality of the pledge.
Now, this plaintiff, Michael Newdow, he's just a fascinating character. This man is a doctor and he's a lawyer. He's arguing the case himself. But the thing is, there's another question about his right to be there, right? I mean, this whole question, as interesting and fascinating as it is, it's all delayed because of what? Is a technicality of some kind?
Well, it's not a technicality. It's clear from the briefs this is a vital legal issue. But Newdow is not married to the mother of his child. She has primary legal custody. And so according to the California divorce courts or custody courts, hers is the decision about the child's religious and emotional and educational upbringing. So one of the fights that's going on under this case is whether he even has the right to bring a complaint, whether he has been harmed. And I will say that Justice Kennedy was very concerned today. He said, if you're going to ask the court to use its enormous power to declare something unconstitutional, usually you personally have to suffer the consequences. Kennedy was very worried that this child is going to be sort of suffering needlessly because Newdow doesn't like the pledge.
Hmm. Well, what were the arguments like there? Aside from whether or not he's the right person to be bringing the arguments, what did the justices have to say about these words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, there was a lot of concern that if Newdow objects to the words "under God" in the pledge, does he also want to get rid of coins? Does he want to get rid of the little prayer that's said at the beginning of every session of the Supreme Court? Newdow said no. It's different to sort of be in a world where God is acknowledged. That's very different from forcing, as he said, small children to put their hands on their heart and assert that they believe in this God. There was an extraordinary moment in the courtroom, Alex. I've never seen this happen, where Newdow and the Chief Justice got into a little back and forth about how controversial the words "under God" are. The justice said, look, when Congress amended the pledge and added the words "under God" in 1954, it couldn't have been very controversial because they did so unanimously. Newdow sort of spat back very quickly that it passed unanimously, quote, only because no atheists can ever get elected to Congress. And people clapped, which never,
wow,
ever happens in oral argument. And the Chief Justice was so furious that he literally said, I will clear the courtroom if anyone applauds again. So everyone in the press room is buzzing because it was a very emotional, very, very passionate day in an otherwise pretty staid court.
Well, thank you very much. The opinions of legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick at the Supreme Court for the arguments today. Dahlia writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and does legal analysis for us here at Day to Day. Dahlia, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.